To Bethlehem, come and behold him, born the King of Angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
He pours of angels, sing in exultations. Oh, sing, all ye citizens of heaven above. Glory to God all, glory in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
And as we come to adore your Lord, we say, joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let us receive her King. Thank you, Lord. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing.
He rules the world with truth and grace. I got to change this. And makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love.
Joy to the world, then we will sing. Let earth receive her King. Joy to the world, then we will sing. Let the angels' voice ring. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven the nature sing.
Let me do one more verse, Dr. PK.
Absolutely.
Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let all their songs implore, while fields and floods, rock hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy. Repeat the sounding joy.
Yes.
Repeat, repeat the sound
in joy. And where are we going to tell all of this?
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. All shepherds skip their watching over silent flocks by night. Behold, throughout the heavens there shone a holy light. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. The shepherds feared and trembled when low above the earth rang out the angels' chorus that hailed the Savior's birth. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Dr. PK, I got one more I got to do. Listen to the words, people. Listen to the words.
Tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. We ought to go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
Now, what is that verse you say?
Oh, glory, 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 glory.
Down in a lowly manger, the humble Christ was born. And God sent us salvation.
Oh, yes.
That
blessed
day he was born. Go, take it, Dr. B. Tell it on the mountain,
over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountains that Jesus Christ is born. Oh, go tell it on the mountains. Open your mouth, every the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. You see that?
You see, we all,
hallelujah,
go on. We all should have a testimony.
Yeah.
And if you've got a testimony, you ought to be able to go and tell somebody, oh, hallelujah,
amen,
that Jesus Christ has been born. If he's been born in your soul, hallelujah, you're shouted. You can shout it by letting your light so shine and living according to what it says.
Yeah.
Go tell it on the mountain. Go tell it. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. And we're in this space today, and we're saying Merry Christmas Eve to each and every one of you. And we're tagging today, Go Tell It on the Mountain Thursday, that Jesus Christ is still Lord and Savior. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, O God, for being our awesome God. O Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations, even before the earth was placed, even before the sun was put in place, even before the mountains were put in place, even from everlasting to everlasting. You're still God. We thank you, O God, for our call that we have here each and every day, Monday through Friday, where we uplift your holy and righteous name. Father God, we ask you to continue to bless Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. We ask that you continue to strengthen them and pour into them, Lord, your love, your peace, your joy like never before. We ask you, O Father, that you just pour into each and every individual that's on this call this morning. We love you, O God, and we thank you for your grace, and we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your excellence. We thank you, O God, for the blood of Jesus, and we glorify you, Father, hallelujah, for your spirit of truth dwelling on the inside of us. Lord, have your way this morning. We ask that you just minister through your mouthpiece this morning like never before. We thank you, Father, for the anointing that you have placed on your servant's life this morning and each and every day. We ask you, Father, that we, your people, will hear what the Spirit has for us this morning. And we thank you in advance, Father God, that we will pour into others, Lord God, what you have poured into us. We will go tell it on the mountain that you are still Lord and Savior. And we glorify you and we honor you, O God, for artist life, Lord God. We thank you for Mama and Papa Diaz de Leon. We thank you, Father, for Elvia and Alejandro, oh God. We thank you for every individual, Father God, that are participants of this awesome company, Lord God. And we glorify you, Father, for doing the work in and through us and for us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Because truly, you are the King of glory, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. And we will lift up your name, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. The King of glory will continue to come in. We thank you, we honor you, and we praise you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say hallelujah and amen. I will now turn it over to our host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am. Prayer General, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. God bless you, Minister Keisha. Take it away.
Mighty, mighty God, hallelujah. You were taking us, you took us on in and with that prayer, Minister Brenda, and thank you for that. Thank you for greeting us this morning and seating us this morning and just starting our day with that powerful prayer. You took us on into the throne room this morning with that. God bless you this morning and to our dynamic duo for bringing us into worship this morning and to the presence of God. Go tell it on the mountain and come let us adore him and joy to the world. Awesome, awesome worship melody this morning to with Dr. PK and Apostle Edith. Thank you for that this morning. My name is Keisha Lee, and I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio, and I welcome each and every one of you on the call this morning. God bless each and every one. This call got started in October 2010 by the co-founders, Dr. PK Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. The scripture which it stands is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So get ready to be blessed today. We have a website that you can visit anytime you would like, 24 hours, 7 days a week, and that website is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on the site as well as the bios of our speaker. The theme for the year is in 2020 with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us. The evidence of greater works must be released and seen. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, a host, or share a word from the Lord, you may even have a prayer request and or a praise report. Please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. Dr. Vanessa or Prayer General Brenda Terrell will contact you. And remember, on Fridays, which is tomorrow, we take prayer requests and praise reports on the second half of the call. This phenomenal company, Artists International, was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. We are now Artist Life that has the best products to help the world become healthier. The new morning motivational calls are held Monday through Friday. Right after this call, a team of great leaders and experts are given vital information on the benefits of the wonderful artist products. That number is 712-770-4005. PIN is 294-617-pound. Once again, it's 712-770-4005. PIN is 294-617-pound. The bypass number, if needed, is 716-293-9707. To dial that number will make the call free for some. Today is Testimonial Thursday, and the Mighty Woman of God, Manager D. Lee, will be hosting that call, encouraging each and every one of you when you get off this call to jump on that call. You don't want to miss it. This is the day before Christmas. So I would say happy Christmas Eve to each and every one of you on the call today. So at this time, I want to introduce our speaker that's going to bring the Word of God from on high this morning. It's Minister Tiffany P. Lauderdale. She's the daughter of Ural and Patricia Lauderdale. She has lived her whole entire life in Southern California. She is the middle child, having an older sister, Yvette, and a younger brother, Aaron. She is a graduate of California State University, Long Beach, and has earned a bachelor's of science degree in criminal justice. She is single, saved, and sanctified and satisfied with Jesus. She is a proud mother of one son, Kalon Taj Williams. Tiffany is currently employed by the city of Culver City in the transportation department, and also she's a transformation professional with the Christian-based health and wellness Artist Life. She has always been an active and faithful member of her church, Faithful Central Bible Church in Inglewood, California, where the pastor is Bishop Kenneth Ulmer. This young lady loves to travel. She's an encourager. She supports others, and I'm a living witness to that. She's a basketball mom, and she is training her son, Kalon, to be in the army of the Lord by standing on Proverbs 22 and 6. She has been with the master's call since the beginning, and she is truly blessed by the best and growing in the plans of God, according to Jeremiah 29:11. Her favorite scripture is Psalms 34:19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord God heareth and delivered them out of them all. She is the minister of music of the master call. She is known to us all by the name Songbird, and also from the sound that comes from the depths of her soul and out of her belly. She greets everyone every time you see her, hear her, by saying God morning, which is a decree and a declaration. And I just want to introduce to some and present to others this beautiful, beautiful woman of God, Minister Tiffany P. Lauderdale, known as Songbird. Are you there?
Yes, I am here. Pray the heavens down, Sister Keisha, Minister Keisha Lee. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, beautiful. The floor is yours. Take it away.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. What an awesome and amazing way to start off Christmas Eve of 2020. Thank you so much to my sister, Minister Keisha Lee, for introducing me this morning. I love you so much. May God continue to elevate you, and may you continue to shine brightly. To Dr. PK and to Apostle Wells, thank you so much for, just bringing us in this morning to the holies of holies, because, yes, we are going to go tell it. That was my last message that I did, to go tell it. So, yes, what will you go tell today? Hopefully you'll go tell something good. And, yes, he is the light of the world, the joy of the Lord. And yes, so we give God the praise for you for bringing us into worship. And to our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, thank you so much for seating us and greeting us today. And, yes, we all are going to go out today and tell something good. And so I give God the glory, the honor, and praise for allowing me to wake up here in this California state, early in the morning, But there's no other way that I would like to wake up than to be here on the Master's Call. And definitely my life is a reflection of the mission and mandate for this call, that your life would be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day. So what other way would I want to start my day? And so I have to say thank you, thank you, thank you to Dr. P.K. Roberts and to Dr. Vanessa for your yes. Because if you decided to say no, then we would not be here. And so I thank you from the depths of my heart for saying yes, which allows for us as believers to gather here with the Master on the Master's Call. To my sisters and brothers that I serve here with on the leadership team, thank you, thank you, thank you for serving the kingdom unselfishly each and every single week, each and every single year. We've been doing this for over 10 years, and God is still moving, and he is going to just show us great and mighty things. So be in anticipation and expectation of some new things that God is going to do in your life. And when it feels uncomfortable, just be ready to move out of the way, because in order for him to shift you and do what he needs to do, it's going to be something that's completely not familiar. So just get ready. And I love each and every single one of you and everyone who that has called in today. I heard so many new names on the line, and I know there's others out there that didn't get it, that did not say anything, but I know that it's coming. We welcome each one of you, and I thank you for just saying your name. I mean, you are our brothers and sisters, and so we love to hear who you are. We love to know that you are on the line with us, and so we give God the honor and praise for each and every single one of you out there who have joined us today and to those who will listen later. So let us go into this. Let me just first say, Lord, I just thank you. I thank you for this Christmas Eve day, 2020, God, that many people didn't make it to, but we are some of the few who did, God. So we just thank you for waking us up, God, in our right minds, for allowing us to open our mouths and open our eyes and open our ears and open up our hearts to receive what you would have for us this day, God. So I ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would allow Tiffany Parise Lauderdale to decrease so that you can increase in me, and that your word will go forth uncontaminated and unhindered in the name of Jesus. And I will forever be grateful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. And these things I decree and declare in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus, the light of the world, walk in the light, beautiful light, come where the dewdrops of mercy shine bright, shines all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world, beautiful light, come where the dewdrops of mercy shine bright, shines all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world, Jesus, the light of the world, he's shining. Oh, he's shining. Yeah, he's shining. Oh, yes, he is. He's shining. So walk in the light, beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy shine bright. shines all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, the light of the world. Yes, yes, yes. So this morning, TMC family, I simply say, walk in the light. Hallelujah. That is my title for my message today. Walk in the light. And not only as you walk in the light, be the light. Be the light. Be the light. Man, I'm telling you, God is absolutely amazing. If you would turn your Bibles to Romans 13 and 12, it says, then Jesus again spoke to them saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Therefore, let us lay aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Okay, and you know I like to give definitions because I love words. And so the word light is defined as life. Light is one of the most universal and fundamental symbols. It is the spiritual and the divine. It is illumination and intelligence. Light is a source of goodness. See, Jesus is the light of the world, and he called his disciples, which is us, to be the light unto the world as well. Just as a small lamp can give light to a large room, each of us individually can be the beacon of light in our homes, in our workplaces, in our communities, in our businesses, and in our ministries. We are his children, children of the Most High God, which we are called to be the light. We are to do so as Jesus did. He is our example. We have an example to follow, the best example that we could ever have, the greatest gift that we could ever have. Jesus is our example of how to be that light. And so we are merely a reflection of him. Why? Because greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. So are you shining brightly today? You know, when you go out into the marketplace, what does your face look like? And I know you have on a mask, but still your eyes are speaking loudly and clearly right now. Do you have, is your forehead all wrinkled up because you're angry about something and you show tension in your forehead? Let it go. I'm saying be the light. The world is dark enough, but you are a light. So it is up to you to shine brightly and be the light, right? Be the light, not just, you know, not just sometimes, but be the light all the time. Because I'm telling you, when you walk into a place, you actually have the power to command that whole room when you walk in. But it depends on your attitude. Your attitude determines your altitude. It determines where everything is going to go. Will you command that room to shift when you walk in the door because you are the light? A lot of us are on assignments in dark places, and we like kind of mess up our assignments because God put us there to be the light, and we keep on, you know, we're in our flesh, and we think, okay, I'm here for this and I'm here for that. No. Ask him what your assignment is. It'll make your whole journey a little bit easier. Take it from somebody who knows. But I just need to share something with you. Let me give you a few scriptures. There's over 100 scriptures that I could give you about being the light. But I'm going to go to this. Proverbs 6 and 23 says, for the commandment is a lamp and a teaching, and the teaching a light. And the reproofs of discipline are the way of life. I heard a minister say the other day, life, the word life, L-I-F-E, life. Are we living to the fullness of what God has created for us to be? You know, she was saying that the word, the F in life, the word life. So, and I said life, living in fullness every day, because she said the F in life meant fullness. And so, yes, we are to live in the fullness of God and be the light in the fullness of him. And then, you know, and she said, and if you remove the F from life, then you, the word is lie. Are we living a lie or are we living life? And then she even went on a little bit further. I think Pastor McCarter, he said the F in life can also mean foolishness. You know, the devil make us think that we're doing one thing, but no, it's foolishness on the other side. So are we being the light? Are we being the light when we walk into the room? Psalm 36:9 says, for with you is the fountain of life. In your light, do you see light? Psalm 119:105 say, your word, hallelujah, is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. So God illuminates the pathway that we should be on. And I remember doing a message years back saying, stay in your lane. Let me tell you something about staying in your lane. When you stay in your lane, it's already lit up for you. It's when you take the detours and you go right and you go left or you make a U-turn and go back. Sometimes we got to stop going back because we just got to learn how to let go and move forward, because the light ahead of us is so much brighter than what was behind us. So we have to walk in the light and be the light. Last scripture I'm going to share with you is arise, shine. Isaiah 60:1, for your light has come, hallelujah, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Yes, 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 it has. Arise and shine this Christmas Eve morning, hallelujah, for your light has come, it's here. God, Jesus is the best gift that you could have every single day of the year, not just tomorrow. He is your greatest gift every day, so be the light. Let me tell you, my son and I, we were coming from the doctor on Tuesday, and we passed by this store, and I had been seeing this store for over 5 months, and I never stopped in there. I knew they looked like they sold tennis shoes, and if you know who my son is, he is he will be a future NBA athlete playing somewhere. But he had experienced an injury in his first year of being at Talladega College in Alabama. And so he has been here. And so we passed by the store. And I said, you know, do you know anything about that store right there? And he goes, no. I said, well, you know what? Why don't we go around the corner and go in there? Well, it's a tennis shoe store. It's a high resale tennis shoe store. When I tell you high price, I'm talking like there's tennis shoes in there that sell for $250 on up to $600. So we go in the store and we're looking, and you know, the store is a black owned business owned by two African American brothers who are twins who love the Lord Jesus. And so they started asking Kalon to share his testimony, and I heard Apostle Will say that this morning. It's very important that you hear what I'm saying. So the guy asked him to share his story, his testimony about how he even got into basketball. You know, he asked him, was your grades good? He says, yes, my grades are great. And he looked at me and he says, Mom, is he right? I said, yes, he is. And so he said, oh, well, that's outstanding. And so he went on continuing to talk to him and share a story. And the young man, both of them, actually, you know, twins, they kind of like, you know, feed off of each other. So they both were interacting with him while customers was in there as well. We had to be in there for about 2 hours. But nevertheless, you know, Kalon had asked about a price of some socks. Nike socks, they're called pop socks. They're like $15 a pair, a whole, you get six of them in a package for $60. But nevertheless, he asked them about the socks. And just let me tell you, after he finished sharing his story, he said, okay, you know what, one of the twins said, pick out a package of socks. And my son said, are you serious? He goes, yeah, pick out a pair of socks because you've done what you needed to do, and now we're going to do what we need to do. Because we walked in there as the light. We walked in there as the light. God walked in there before us. He already knew that we would go in that store. So they blessed him with six pair of socks. And then we had some more conversations to go on. And then the next thing we know, he says, oh, you wear a size 13, right? Because he already knew his shoe size. You wear a size 13, right? And he says, yes, I wear a 13. He goes, take these shoes. Take these shoes with you. And he was like, what? You know, Kalon's like, what? Take these shoes? He was like, yes, you've done what you needed to do, and we're going to do what we need to do. So not only did they bless him with one pair of shoes, they blessed him with two pair of shoes and six pair of socks. Now, my son goes, Mom, nobody does that. Like, what just happened? He's crying on my shoulder. Now, get this picture. He's 6'7", going to be very close to 6'8". He's on his way there. He's leaning on my 5'9" shoulder, crying in tears. Me and him are both crying. I'm patting him on the back. I just really wish you could see what that looked like. And we're both crying, but I tell him, when you're the light and when you show up, God will make you go up. He will make you grow up. He's just telling Amen. You, if you stay in your lane, and if you trust me, and if you let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven, Matthew 5:16, then I have you. TMC family, be the light. Back over to you, Minister Keisha.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Minister Tiffany, for that profound word on today. Shortly, I will ask you to come back and close us with a benediction after a few announcements. So let us pray really quickly. I just hear the favor of God as you shared that, just the favor, and that's the prayer on today is favor. Father God, it's in your most precious name that we come before you. We thank you, Father, for your beautiful daughter, Father, bringing your word forth. Jesus, the light of the world, walk in the light and be the light, Father. We are your light, and we thank you right now. We thank you for her. We thank you for her son, Kalon. We thank you for her family, Father. Ask God that she pour out, Lord, you pour in the double, oh, Father God, that she stands in the need of, oh, Father. We thank you for her. We thank you for her faithfulness, oh, God. We thank you for the co-founders of this call, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. We thank you for them, God, and bless them, Father. Lord, continue to let them be your light, oh, Father. I pray the favor of God on each and every person on today. Father, the Artist Life family in its entirety, the co-founders, every distributor, every customer, every staff member, Father, that makes it run. Father, we thank you for them. I thank you for the TMC family, everyone on this call, the favor of God, the light of God be upon your life. I pray for the bereaved families, the Peterson family, Marie Preston family, Larry and Candy Mosley family, Iona Lott family, Charlie Pryor family, Minister Benita son-in-law's family, the Kid Ross family, Constance Conaway family, Esther Williams family. Father, we continue to lift them up. Let your light, your favor, your comfort, your strength be upon them, oh God. We love you today and thank you today in Jesus' name. To hear this powerful playback, you want to dial 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-pound. And the new motivational call is next, Testimonial Thursday. Jump on that call, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. Thank you again, Minister Brenda, for greeting everyone and that powerful prayer and awesome tag. Thank you, Apostle Edith and Dr. PK, for that worship this morning. Minister Tiffany, thank you once again for that powerful word on today. Can you come back and close us with the benediction?
Amen, amen, amen. Just a correction, John 8:12 says, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life. Father, I just thank you that we are the light, and we will be the light, and we will walk in the light in the name of Jesus, oh God. We just thank you for this day, and we will glorify you, we will honor you, God, and we will just, you know, do good deeds in this day, Father. So we just thank you for your presence here, and we thank you that we are children of the light and children of the day, as you say in Thessalonians 5:5. May God bless and keep each one of you. May you be amazing. May you walk into the Jeremiah 29:11 plans that God has for each of you. And these things I decree and declare in Jesus' name. And let the church say amen, amen, and amen. We look forward to seeing all of you tomorrow morning. And bring a friend. Bring your family. We'll see you here. Bye for now.